excited or more anxious as we get closer to game time?
I'd say more excited. You know, it's my first playoff game as a rookie. I'm excited. You know, this whole team's excited. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in the position we're in. So, you know, home game against Baltimore, you know, they're going to come out hyped up because, you know, I think they got the feeling that, you know, we got the best of them last game. So we got to be at our best.
Yeah, talk about that rematch a little bit in the sense that obviously there's going to be new wrinkles. Both teams are thrown out there, and it is, you know, a different game. How much can you take out of that previous matchup? Is it more psychological than it is?
It's not even really the same team because they got a whole new offensive line. A lot of guys are back from injury. They're settled into their new offensive coordinator and everything. So, you know, it's going to be a whole different game. So, you know, we just got to come out and play great.
You guys have kind of made consistency and preparation key this season. What about this week? Has that kind of been a focus in terms of keeping it all the same, or is there? You can't ignore kind of that intensity and playoff time.
Yeah, I mean, the sense of urgency around here, you can definitely feel it in the coaches' voices and the veterans' voices and stuff. So, you know, once again, it's just getting in line behind somebody like Elvis and somebody like Champ and Bannon. Get behind them and just follow, just do what they do. You'll be all right.
Derek, winning in the NFL is definitely not easy, but beating the same team twice, how difficult is that?
It's extremely difficult because, you know, they're the ones that make the changes.
Right.
You know, what changes do we make whenever we, you know, what we did last time worked, so... You know, we kind of just got to adjust to what they do when the game starts.
You talk about the changes. Obviously, there's a lot of faces that were missing that first time around that'll be in this time, both offense and defense. Do you guys know what they might be doing differently?
I mean, who knows? You know, it's a new week. It's playoffs now, so, you know, who knows? Last week, we got to see a little bit of their run game. You know, they put a really good run game together. Their offensive line seems like they're gelling a little bit better than they were before, so... you know, it's just going to – we're going to have to do what we do, not worry about what they do, worry about what we do and get it done.
The potential for snow. As a player, you look forward to adverse conditions and going out there and just mixing it up?
It doesn't really matter. You know, you got to play in all types of different weather. So I played in snow a few times in college. It never really made a difference.
They're talking an awful lot about the altitude. They get here late on Friday. How big an impact does that make for an opposing team to come in here?
I think it really catches up towards the end of the game. You know, actually during warm-ups, it really gets you. It still gets me. So when you're warming up and stuff, your lungs are kind of adjusting to it. And then every day at practice is like that too. So, you know, that's an advantage we got. You know, we're used to it. But, you know, that's not going to slow them down any, I don't think. So.
When you hear a team talking about it, you think maybe we got these guys mentally. They're thinking about periphery as opposed to the task at hand, which is playing football.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't really hear guys. Guys aren't going to give you a weakness like that, you know, because it's close quarters and, you know, we're right there by each other. They're not, you can tell when guys are tired, though. Snot's running out of their nose. They're breathing heavy, stomach's out. So you can usually tell.
To have this opportunity to take it to the dance in your rookie year, you realize kind of how special that is when you have guys in the locker room that, you know, Mike Adams, he's gone 9 years without going to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's been emphasized to me how lucky I am to be a rookie and, you know, having this kind of a season, you know, not being a losing season, being a great season at that. So, you know, that's huge.
Derek, John Fox is known for saying a lot and saying the same thing a lot. Is there a line he uses when team meetings that you guys always – hey, God, here it comes again. He says the same thing every time.
Like, he's really bad at predicting the weather.
Yeah.
So usually whatever if he says it's going to snow, it's going to probably be about 60 and sunny. And so, you know, we just try to – his weather predictions are really bad. So, yeah, we just that's probably the funniest thing he does is the weather predictions.
What's he predicting this week?
He hasn't said anything. I don't think he wants to do it. Once Peyton got on him a couple times about it, he hasn't really said anything about it since.
Very good.
Derek, as a rookie, are you surprised how focused this locker room is this time of year in the playoffs?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's, you know, it's focused, but it's not tight. You know, we're still loose. We're still having fun. But it's a sense of urgency around here that, you know, it's time to go to work, time to get it done.
Does it feel different than it has the last couple weeks?
I don't know. A little bit, but it's kind of the same as far as my position group goes. But you can tell though, it's just a little bit more intense.
Is that done on purpose though? Because it seems throughout the season you guys have stayed pretty even no matter what.
Yeah, well, it's about consistency. You know, we're not really a roller coaster team. We kind of try to stay on the same level all the time. So.
What did you learn from watching the Baltimore game? Did you watch the Ravens game?
Yeah. I mean, I saw their offensive line did a great job, you know, and gave Pierce and Ray Rice were just, you know, gashing them. They had a ton of rushing yards, so it's going to come down to stopping their run game, making them one-dimensional.
help confidence-wise that you guys already did that once?
It doesn't. What we did before doesn't matter. You know, that's just chip on their shoulder. So, you know, we gotta come out and play even better than we did.